Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Live on likes his money. He makes a lot to say.
That's Sir Elton John bringing us back. That's his first American record, 1971, I think, 1972. Welcome back, 12 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from Livingston, Montana, a little gem of a place that I discovered. I discovered it for myself through some friends who introduced me to this place. Folks, this is Heartland America. I know many of you think you live in Heartland America, and you probably do. But when you hear people who live on the East Coast and the West Coast talk about flyover America, this is what they're talking about. Sometimes they say it, though, in a disparaging way. Well, they're badly mistaken and horribly misguided if that's what they think and if that's what they say. Because flyover America is Heartland America. And there are a lot of places like Livingston in America. I've been there. I've been to those places. I've met those people. But I want to talk about Livingston, Montana right now. I wanted to go fly fishing. All my life, I've wanted to go fly fishing out west. And a friend of mine, Charles Martin, one of my old buddies, Charles Martin, has a place up here. And he told me about this place. And it's in southern Montana. I think they call it southwest Montana. It's just on top of Wyoming. It's the gateway. Livingston is the northern gateway into the Yellowstone River and the Yellowstone Park, which I went to over the weekend, which is absolutely, so much of it is breathtaking. I like the west side better than the east side. Think of figure eight Yellowstone. Think of the figure eight. That's where the roads are shaped in and out. And the east side, the right side of the figure eight, is the most interesting, just for whatever that's worth. But that's not where the geysers are, by the way. The geysers are in the south, mostly on the east. Anyway, Livingston, Montana, is surrounded by magnificent rivers where there are magnificent trout, at least four different kinds that I've caught. The whitefish, the brown, the cutthroat, and the rainbow, beautiful rainbow. So if you like to trout fish, this is a great place to go. Lots of rivers, plenty of people to help you here. But I want to talk about the people. The people here in this part of the world, folks. If you grew up as I did in a time when neighbors knew their neighbors and people helped each other and I know that sometimes they were in our lives a little bit. And I know there were nosy people, and I remember those days too. But Livingston, Montana, reminds me of how people were before we had so much air conditioning, and before we had our own little lives. We came home, we buttoned up our doors, we turned the television on, and we didn't walk around in our neighborhoods or. Yeah, it's just a different time in a lot of places now. Livingston, Montana is not like that. It's if you want to see what America was like 40 years ago, let's say, in the neighborhoods, come and hang out around Livingston and get to know some of the people here. Really good folks. The fishing has been good. The one of the things that they've had out here is they didn't have a big snow this winter. They count on the snowfall in the winter to pump water into their rivers, so that they can a big part of their economy here is ecotourism. So much of the small businesses around here depend upon fishing and hunting. In the bottom half of the year, it's probably seven out of 12 months at least it's all fishing. And so this is a huge part of the economy for small business after small business that I've met and seen and done business with. Well, when the water's down, let me say this. It didn't bother me. I caught lots of fish yesterday in the Stillwater River. which isn't that still, by the way. But my point is that they didn't have as much snow this last winter. So that's got the waters down a little bit. That's got them a little bit jumpy. But it's the end of the season, so it's held up pretty well. I think the water's held up pretty well. And one of the funny things is, people ask me when I tell them I've been trout fishing out here. People ask me how the trout was. Did I eat the trout? And I tell them that you don't eat the trout here. I know it doesn't sound right. Trout, you got trout all around. It's a major trout country, but they don't want you to eat the trout. They want you to really catch and release, especially, by the way, the cutthroats, which are supposedly the native trout, the indigenous trout, are protected. But they don't want you to eat the trout because here the trout are their Mickey Mouse. This is why people come here. The trout in Livingston, Montana are like Mickey Mouse to Orlando. You wouldn't eat Mickey Mouse, right? So they don't want you to eat their trout. So when you come out here, if you go fishing with a guide, don't ask him if you can keep a mess of fish. he'll make a face. and by the way, when you catch a trout here, put him back in the water quickly. And if your guide takes the hook off, you better look quick, because he's going to put that fish back in the water, because they do get stressed. Anyway, that's my Montana report. The small business owners are great out here. I've met many of them, talked to the many of them. I'm so proud of these folks. It's people like the small businesses in Montana and all the other countries across America who make America great, not Wall Street. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.